Homily 23, Resurrection and the New Creation. Christ has been raised from the dead. Today's first reading focuses on the heart and soul of Christianity, the bodily resurrection of the crucified Jesus Messiah, the event on which the whole of human history turns. Christianity is a resurrection faith, a faith that loves God's good creation. Moreover, the New Testament defines God in a new way, as the God who raised Jesus from the dead. Did Jesus die for our sins? Rise for our justification? Of course. But he also died because all creation groans, and Jesus was raised as the seed of the new creation to usher in the new heaven and the new earth. The Boston Globe writer, Alex Beam, he started a ruckus a few years ago when he claimed that dogs will be in heaven. I would go even further. On the basis of my resurrection, new creation faith, I maintain that all of creation, animals, insects, trees, flowers, vegetation, lakes, the stars, the moon, all creation will be part of the new heaven and the new earth depicted in the book of Revelation. For this reason, popular views of heaven have to be rethought. Who here has not had deep experiences of nature's beauty? Who here does not love wildlife? Close to me is a lovely reservoir, with its often breathtaking sunrises, sunsets, hawks, ducks, even the geese. I also find stirring some of the YouTube videos of humans interacting even with wild animals, or various species of animals at play with each other. My family always had a dog, and I get great pleasure from the many dogs that walk the reservoir, especially Bronx, the rescued pit bull, and Adonis, the golden retriever therapy dog. I've kissed a killer whale. I've nuzzled an Alaskan wolf. I've danced with an orangutan, surfed in the midst of porpoises, seen a triple rainbow in Alaska, and so on. I fully expect to see again not only my mother and father, for example, but also God's entire creation resurrected and transformed, the new heaven and the new earth. God made us not only for himself, not only for each other, but also for his entire creation. Unfortunately, this is not the popular view of heaven. Genesis tells us that God not only created everything good, but also that God established a rainbow covenant with Noah, his descendants, every living creature on earth. The prophet Hosea also underscores God's rainbow covenant with all creation, and the prophet Isaiah writes of its full restoration. Jesus was also specific. His Father does not forget even the lowly sparrow, what was, is, and will be. In some way, all creation exists forever, resurrected and transformed. John's Gospel and the Apostle Paul emphasize that through Christ, all things have been created. In him, all things hold together, that Christ is all and in all. Read Teilhard de Chardin's compelling view in his masterpiece, The Divine Milieu. The book of Revelation speaks of the Lamb on the throne making all things new, and of every creature in the new heaven and on the new earth, under the earth, in the sea, and all that is in them, singing a hymn of praise to the slain Lamb. Ignatius of Loyola, great saint, he would have us ponder how not only the saints intercede and pray for us, but also, he writes, the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the elements, the fruits, the birds, fish, animals, his contemplation to obtain divine love also focuses on all creation as a theophany and how he loved to contemplate the stars. Rejoicing in creation as a theophany is, of course, as old as the Psalms. St. Francis of Assisi's Canticle of Brother Sun is another praise to the interconnection of all creation as a single theophany. One of my favorites, however, is penned by the 14th century Dominican mystic Henry Suso, who complains that his sins keep him from praising God. "Dear Lord," he writes, "the frogs in the ditches praise you, and if they can't sing, at least they croak. And God assures him that there was never a creature so small or so great, so good or so bad, nor will there ever be one that did not praise or show that I am worthy of praise." My great-grandmother, in the evening, during the summer, I have fond memories of her telling me, "Listen," and you could hear the birds chirping with a very low voice, right? Very quietly, but they were chirping. And my great-grandmother would say, "They're saying their prayers. And because Christ has been raised from the dead, this will also be true in the new heaven and the new earth."